Are you running on empty? Hi there, I'm Nettie Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. This is a pretty easy devotional for me to connect with. As we're going about today's session, I've already worked 10 hours for my main job just to come home, record some reels, talk to my parents for a few minutes, take care of the dog, clean out my room, and here I am sitting down to record because tomorrow I have to work again and have an extra meeting, and I'm hoping to schedule another meeting. So if you're like me, life can be an existence of being burned out. Recently, I started to sense I was struggling, so I ended up eliminating a few things. Yay! But if you wonder if you're experiencing burnout too, stick around for today's Devo, Are You Running on Empty? By Cindy Lee. Are you running on empty? Are you overburdened with clubs, hobbies, schoolwork, sports, church activities, part-time jobs, and other commitments? In our fast-paced world, it can be easy to say yes to too many things and fill our lives so full there's no room left for rest. The following might be signs you need to take a step back and take some time to be refreshed. Number one, irritability. When we're overloaded, we often feel tired, frustrated, and impatient. The smallest things become hugely annoying, like an offhanded remark, a person's mannerisms or quirks, a chatty friend or sibling when you want to concentrate, etc. So if you find yourself losing your temper over things that normally wouldn't bother you, this might be an indicator you're running on empty. Number two, feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. Are there hobbies, social events, work, and other things you normally enjoy starting to lose their excitement, instead sparking a sense of dread as you wonder how you can possibly manage your time? Do you find your mood changes rapidly and you are more sensitive than usual? Do you need to rely on adrenaline to motivate you? The problem with living this way is when we do stop and take a break, we find ourselves needing lots of rest because we have burned ourselves out. Number three, physical aches and pains. When we are swamped with a hectic schedule, it can take a toll on our bodies. Headaches, fatigue, and being more susceptible to colds and other bugs can be indicators that we are run down. What can you do? Remember, even Jesus needed time to rest. He preached to crowds and healed countless people, but at times he needed a solitary place to recuperate. God the Son would make time to be alone with his Father. In the same way, we need moments when we can relax and hand over our burdens to Jesus, whether that looks like taking a walk outdoors, sitting quietly and meditating on scripture, or even just taking some deep breaths. Remember, you are important to God. When we take time to rest, it can be an opportunity to remember that Jesus has already done the work of saving us, and there's nothing we need to do to earn his love. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. How could you prioritize rest? Is there anything in your schedule that needs to change? Who is a trusted Christian who could help you discern God's guidance in how to use your time wisely? As you and I can read in Matthew 11:28, then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Genesis 2:1-3, Matthew 11:28-12:13, and Luke 5:16 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you have an Instagram? If so, head over to our page at Unlocked Devo. This month, we are talking about Jesus all month long, and you won't want to miss it, especially if you're feeling burnout. Falling at Jesus' feet is the only thing you can do sometimes. Also, have you ever heard of a supercell? Well, that's what Dylan is talking about in tomorrow's Devo, and you won't want to miss that either. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.